This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, friends. Shalom aleichem, bruchim abam. We continue, Mishnah Berurah, Daf Hashur. We're up to Siman Kit, Kuf Yotes. Din Haroitza L'Hoysa B'Brachas. The laws of someone who wants to add to the brachas of Shemana Esrei. Im Ratza L'Hoysa B'Chol Bracha Me'ha'emtza'iyos Me'ein HaBracha Moisef. If you want to add to any bracha of the middle brachas, similar to the subject matter of the bracha, Moisef, you're allowed to do so. Ketzad. Hayaloi Choyle. If Laelena, somebody had an ill person in their family that they know, Mevakish Olav Racham in Berachas Rifa'inu, they could request for mercy in the bracha of Rifa'inu. Hayutzarch Parnasa, if someone needed livelihood, Mevakish Olav Berachas Hashanim, you could ask in Baruch Aleinu. Haga Ukeshuhu Moisif, when you add, Yaschil Babracha V'yachekach Moisif, you have to begin the way the bracha begins, then you add. Avalo Yosef, don't add v'acher kach yascha habracha and then begin the bracha. Uveshemea tefila, in shemea tefila yachalishal kol tzrachav, you could ask for all your needs. Shehi koilelas kol habakashes. Shemea tefila encapsulates all possible requests. Uveshemea tefila, okay. Ulaharav Rabbeinu Yoina, according to Rabbeinu Yoina, Kisha Moisif Babracha, Me'ino Is Bracha, when you add to a bracha, similar to the subject matter, in Moisif Oisa Bishvil Kol Yisrael, if you're asking for all of Kol Yisrael, Oimer Oisa Blashen Rabbim, you say it in plural, V'loi Blashen Yachid. And according to Rabbeinu Yoina, V'loi Yosef Ela B'soif HaBracha, V'loi B'emtza, you should only add at the end of a bracha, not in the middle of the bracha. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Hayaloi Choyla, Ayin B'Primagadim Shekasav, D'Davkim Hayaloi. You should only ask if you had a Choyla, if you have a Choyla. V'chein B'Parnasa, D'Davkim Tzarech L'Parnasa. But you can ask for the future in these brachas. Aval inoy rashoy levakish rachamim bebracha meha'am sa'iyos al ha'asid shelo yechela. In Rifa'inu, you can't daven that you shouldn't get sick in the future. V'shelo yechsa lachma, you shouldn't be lacking parnasu chayagavna. So you say, well, what then am I davening for? Hoshienu v'nivashia means protect me from illness. The pshat is that you could ask for the future if it's general, but if you want to make specific requests, you can only do it if you have a present need, not for the future. Let's say you're davening for the future in order to ma'ira your kavana. The Shevet HaLevi says you could do that. Vaiter, but by Shema Koileinu, you could even ask for the future. Ma she'en kein b'shemei atfila, afilu al ha'osid rasha'el vakish. You can even ask for the future. Rachamim, ayin prichadash. Look in the prichadash. The ma'isim mizayar parshas vayishlach hatzileni na. The betfila bay lefrushe mila. When it comes to tefila, you have to be very explicit. Kidikayos. You have to be accurate. When it comes to tefila, you have to be accurate. Ayin sham. Meaning you have to say the name correctly. If you don't say the name correctly, then it doesn't work. So let's say the guy's name is Avraham. And you say Hashem should send the Refuah Shleima to Avraham Yitzchak ben Sarah Gittel. So I don't know if it's going to work because you mispronounced all four words. There is no name Avraham. It's Avraham. There is no name Yitzchak. It's Yitzchak. Do you need to pronounce the name correctly when you daven for him? Obviously, if you say the wrong name, it's not going to work. Do you need to say the name Milel Mora also? Now, when stam when you're davening, you should say, you have to say the name, the words correctly. Do you have to say the name correctly? What if I never call him his correct name? What if I call him Avraham, even though there's no such name? Basically, every single name that you call somebody, even though it's a milra, everybody calls them milel. Does that mean when you daven for them, you need to pronounce it correctly? Or do we say, well, just like if he had a Yiddish name, I could say, I'm supposed to say his Yiddish name. L'chayra not, l'chayra it's different. A Yiddish name is that his, that's his name. Yesh la'ayin. But that's what the Zohar says. The Zohar says that you have to be perfectly accurate when you daven for a chayla. However,
what if it's called Laser? His name is Eliezer. Everybody calls him Laser.
No, well, you have to say his full name, right? He doesn't get called up to the Torah as Laser. Right? He's not called Yamoid Laser Beam. That's not how he's called up to the Torah. So he's getting called up to Eliezer. Elamai, but the Gabbai also... Eliezer. Well, the Eliezer is like a rare one because it's actually a Millel. Yeah, it's one of the only names that it's a Millel, you know? But, you know, your name is not Rabbi Yitzchak Yeager. Your name is Rabbi Yitzchak Yeager. Me? I'm not doing anything. I'm just a reporter over here. I'm just telling you the halacha, you know? Don't take it out on me. Oh, I have a question for you, my dear friend. Every time you daven for a chayla, with a minute later, he gets up out of his illness? No. Why not? Maybe if we would say the name correctly, maybe the tefillos would work more. I don't know. I'm not sure. Do you have to say the name correctly? Let's hope not. Will it help if you say it correctly? I don't know. I'm not sure. The Zohar says you need to say it correctly. But he says, if you pray for your friend, you don't have to say his name. Shenemar kelna refana la v'loy hisker she Miriam. V'hanimili befanav, avo shaloy befanav tzarech lahazker shemoy. In their presence, you have to say their name. What if you want to say their name in their presence? Are you allowed to? Chassam Sofer says, no, you're not allowed to. You shouldn't. Pri Chodesh says you can. Okay, Yaschil Babracha. Why should you begin with the Bracha? The Tzarech Lasos Iker Mimat Be'ah Shetavu Chachamim. You need to make the primary, yeah, you need to give primacy to the format that the Chachamim enacted. U'ba'kosha sheloi tia tfeila, and your request secondary. V'loi lehepach, not the opposite. V'kosav ha'primagadim tzarech lahakdim v'loi mar maimer shalom inyin abracha. Primagadim says you need to advance and to say a complete statement relevant to the bracha. Kugayin. Imroitzu levakish yiten lai Hashem deya. Let's say you want Hashem to give you some seichel. Yakdim v'yoymar ata. But don't just say, Ata, okay, Ribbono Shalom, please give Seichel to, you know, to Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. You have to say a full statement. Avaloi tevas Ata levad. Uchahai gavna b'chala brachais. Tzrachav. It's a good thing to say vidoy in shemei atfila. Where does this come from? The Magen Avram. Many achronim bring this down. Not like the Taz. Now I'm going to ask a question over here. If I'm not mistaken, in the Kisvei Hachida, based on the Arizal, he says that the inyan of vidoy in shemei atfila is not that it's toiv. It's if you want to, then you could in Shemeya Tefillah. Not that you should, but if you want to, you could. But the Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah is mashma more than that. It's more than just license, it's a good thing. Ayin Bechida in the Mayor Be'etzba, where I think he has a different understanding of this. I have to look again. V'yoymer chatasi avisi pashati, v'lishol amazaynoisav, and ask for your food, afilum hu asher, even if you're rich. V'im yeshloi avayin mechudash, let's say you have a new sin. Mazkiroi beferosh batfila hakodemes etzlai. You should mention it in the earliest available tefillah. So let's say you have a new sin. you should mention it in your first available tefillah. You should say the tefillah with humility. And if you can't do it with humility, at least make believe like you're crying. You should accept upon yourself not to do this again. Otherwise, they prosecute. What does he say? Person should daven for his needs and his parnasa, and that the Torah should not leave his descendants, and that all of his descendants should be God, Oivdei Hashem, and there should not be any psul. And whatever you know that you need, and if you don't know it in Lashon Kodesh, you could say it in German. But it's better to say these tefillahs at the end of tefillah, rather than in Shema'a Tefillah. This way, if you need to answer Kaddish or Kedusha, you would be able to answer it after Yul Ratzon. We're going to hold it over here. I would like to revisit tomorrow what exactly is this inyan of saying Vidui in Shema'a Tefillah. And what's this inyan of Tshuva in Shema'a Tefillah? Can't you do Tshuva in Hashivenu? So to that you'll say, well, you could. The Mechaber says, Imratzo lahoysef, you could. But in Shomea Tefillah yachal lishol kol tzrachav. We also had that you're not supposed to make any set. Remember we had you should not make a set bakasha in any other bracha except for Shomea Tefillah. You should not make that bakasha every day. Where do we have that? In Simen Kuf Tes Zayin Sivkatan Gimel, there's a din. Even the Rifa'inu Hashem and Erafei, even though the pasuk is said to a yachid, Ein Mechan Larabim, that's when you're mechavin likrois. And then we had a Mishabrua Sivkatan Gimel, you could be Mispala for Choylem in Rifa'inu, but the Adaras said that you should not daven for a Choyle regularly in Rifa'inu every single day, because you don't want to be Koyvea like a new Nusach to the Bracha. But he didn't say that it's better to do it in Shema'a Tefillah. But anyway, you should not daven for the same choyla every single day in Shema'a Tefillah. If necessary, you should pause upon occasion. Okay, Rabbi, say have a great day. Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.